This is Pastor Claudio's first time ever to preach in Seattle. We are blessed. Would you welcome to Seattle Pastor Claudio Friedson? We have asked Brother Claudio to take his liberty tonight. I think all of us came here for that. And so we're just going to believe God for a release of the Holy Spirit. And if you're in agreement with that, say a big amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Quisiera poder hablar en inglés.
I'd like to speak to you in English or speak better English.
Pero hoy voy a beneficiar a aquellos que saben español.
But I'm going to benefit tonight those that know Spanish.
¿Cuántos de ustedes de los que están aquí hablan en mi idioma?
How many of you speak Spanish?
Realmente hace unos cuantos años estoy intentando hablar inglés.
It's been several years that I've been trying to speak English.
Y me cuesta. Tal vez la próxima vez voy a poder fluir en el idioma.
And it's still difficult for me. Maybe next time I'll be able to flow in your language.
Pero hay algo que puedo sentir en mi corazón hoy.
But there's something I can feel in my heart tonight.
Sinceramente, esto es un evento histórico.
Sincerely, this is a historic event.
No sé lo que el Señor tiene.
I'm not sure yet what the Lord has.
Nosotros somos seres humanos.
We are human beings.
Somos canales de Dios.
We're channels for God.
No podemos hacer nada.
We can't do anything.
Por nuestras propias fuerzas.
By our own strength.
Pero mientras estaba allí sentado,
but as I was sitting there,
el Señor puso en mi corazón
the
una
Lord
palabra.
Placed on my heart a word.
No es con ejército.
It's not by might.
No es con fuerzas.
It's not by strength
es con tu espíritu. Es con
it's
el Espíritu
by my spirit,
Santo.
Says the Lord.
Y yo quisiera que hoy cada uno de nosotros,
and I'd like that every one of us tonight,
ponga sus ojos en el Señor.
Place our eyes on the Lord.
Que podamos darle a él toda la gloria.
That we might give him all the glory.
Todo el honor,
all the honor,
toda la alabanza,
all the praise,
porque sabemos algo,
because we know something,
que el hombre no puede hacer nada,
that the man can't, or man
y,
can't do
y
anything,
y que el hombre no puede robarle la gloria a Dios,
and man can't rob God's glory,
suya es la gloria,
his is the glory,
por eso vamos hoy a ponernos de pie,
so right now I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet,
vamos a orar,
we're going to pray.
Y vamos a pedirle a Dios algo muy especial para su vida.
And we're going to ask the Lord something very special for your life.
Vamos a pedirle al Señor que usted salga de aquí totalmente cambiado.
We're going to pray to the Lord that you'll leave this place totally changed.
Totalmente renovado.
Completely renewed.
Que esta sea la noche donde descienda una unción de multiplicación.
That tonight be the night that an anointing for multiplication descend on this congregation.
Que cada una de estas almas que están aquí representadas,
that every one of the souls that are here gathered tonight,
puedan recibir una unción especial de Dios,
might receive a special anointing on behalf
para
of God,
testificar,
to testify,
para tocar almas,
to witness and touch lives,
para ministrar en el nombre de Jesús,
to minister in the name of Jesus.
Queremos que sea,
we want something,
y toda, queremos que toda esta zona de Seattle,
we want this whole area of Seattle,
sea impactada por la presencia
be
de la iglesia,
by the presence of the church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Yo quisiera que tengamos un tiempo de adoración.
I'd like us to have a time of worship.
Y de oración antes de la palabra.
And of prayer before I even preach.
Traje un CD de la iglesia.
I brought a CD from our church.
Que son alabanzas.
They're praises.
Solamente instrumental.
They're just it's just an instrumental CD.
Grabadas en la iglesia.
Recorded at the church.
Que nos van a llevar por un momento a la presencia de Dios.
That will take us just for a while further into the presence of God.
Así yo quisiera si el encargado del sonido.
So if the sound people
puede ponerlo ahora,
can go ahead and put that CD
en el aire.
On now.
Vamos a levantar nuestras manos al cielo.
Let's lift our hands to heaven.
Y vamos a invitar al Espíritu Santo una vez más.
And let's once again invite the Holy Spirit.
Que venga sobre esta congregación.
To come upon this congregation.
Sobre en este edificio.
In this building.
Lo anhelamos.
We want that.
En este edificio.
In this very building.
Ahora en este santuario.
Right now in this sanctuary.
Anhelamos.
We desire.
La presencia del Espíritu Santo.
The presence of the Holy Spirit.
Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit.
Una vez más.
One more time.
Tú eres bienvenido a esta casa.
You are welcome in this house.
Esta va a ser la noche.
This will be the night.
Donde cada persona que está aquí,
where every person that's here gathered,
saldrá de este lugar totalmente cambiado,
will leave this place completely changed.
Señor, que esta sea la noche,
Lord, we pray that this be the night,
donde cada persona que está enferma,
that every person that might be here
sea
sick,
sanada por tu poder,
would be healed by your power.
Señor, eso es lo que anhelamos.
That's what we pray for.
Ver tu manifestación de poder sobrenatural.
We desire to see a manifestation of your power in this place.
Ahora.
Now.
Mueve tu mano sobrenatural.
Move your supernatural hand.
Sana los que están enfermos.
Heal those that are sick.
Toda aquella persona que está atada por demonios.
All those that are in bondage by demons.
Que esta sea la noche.
That this be the night.
Donde cada cadena.
That every chain.
Sea quebrada ahora.
Be broken now.
Ahora.
Now.
Declaramos en esta hora.
We declare now.
Que el poder del diablo.
That the power of the devil.
Sobre esta ciudad.
Over this city.
Ha sido quebrantado.
Has been broken.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Atamos y reprendemos.
We tie, we bind.
Y echamos fuera.
And we cast out.
Toda obra del diablo ahora mismo.
All work of the devil now.
Y declaramos en este momento.
And we declare at this moment.
Que Jesucristo está aquí.
That Jesus Christ is here.
Y que Satanás.
And that Satan.
Y los espíritus inmundos.
And the dirty spirits.
Tienen que salir ahora.
Have to leave now.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora.
Now.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Señor, toda persona que ha venido a este lugar.
Lord, everyone that's come to this place.
Bajo la influencia de espíritus inmundos del diablo.
Under the influence of demonic spirits.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Te ordenamos, Satanás.
We order you, Satan.
Sal ahora.
Leave now.
Ahora.
Now.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Levante sus manos.
Lift your hands.
Padre, oramos en este momento.
Lord, we pray now.
Que esta sea la noche.
That tonight be the night.
Donde cada siervo y cada sierva.
When every servant.
Cada hombre y cada mujer.
Every man and every woman.
Salga de este lugar.
Would leave this place.
Lleno del Espíritu Santo.
Full of the Holy Spirit.
Lleno de la presencia de Dios.
Full of the presence of God.
Levante las manos.
Lift your hands.
Y beba ahora.
And drink it now.
Ahora.
Drink now.
Ahora.
Now.
Oh, Señor, te damos gracias.
Lord, we give you thanks.
Por el hambre que has puesto.
For the hunger that you've placed.
Por la sed que has puesto en nuestros corazones.
For the thirst that's in our hearts.
Hemos venido con sed y hambre de ti hoy.
We've come with a thirst and hunger for you tonight.
Muévete en este momento.
Move in our midst right now.
Trae libertad.
Bring liberty.
Para poder compartir tu palabra.
To be able to share your word.
Todo pecador hoy se arrepienta.
That every sinner would repent.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus of
Nazareth.
Señor. And Lord.
Trae avivamiento.
I pray that you bring revival.
Y trae salvación.
And bring salvation.
A nuestra familia.
To our families.
Ahora.
Now.
El Señor me muestra.
The Lord is showing me.
El espíritu de vida.
The spirit of life.
Entrar por la puerta de tu casa.
Is coming through the door of your house.
El espíritu de santidad.
The spirit of holiness.
Está entrando a tu casa.
Is walking into your home now.
Esta noche.
Tonight.
Las puertas de tu hogar.
The doors of your home.
Se abren.
Are open.
A la santidad de Dios.
To the holiness of God.
Un viento santo entra a tu casa.
As a holy breeze is blowing through your home.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dale la bienvenida.
Give the welcome.
A la santidad.
To the holiness.
Dale la bienvenida.
Give the welcome.
A la pureza.
To the purity.
A tu casa.
Into your home.
En la vida de tus familiares.
Into the life of your family members.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Levante sus manos.
Lift your hands.
Oh, más, Señor. Ribalabo toro bosendala. Riandoro bosidia. Señor, cada persona que está aquí.
Lord, every person that's here tonight.
No me ha venido a ver a mí.
haven't come to see me.
Te ha venido a ver a ti.
They've come to see you.
Y es por eso,
and that's the reason,
que todo lo que suceda esta tarde,
that everything that happens this evening,
es tuya la gloria.
It's your the glory is
es
yours.
Tuya la alabanza.
Yours is the praise.
Por eso levantamos nuestras manos.
That's
a
why
ti.
We lift our hands.
Y te alabamos.
And we worship you.
Alabe al Señor.
Worship the Lord now.
Oramos para que aquello que está sucediendo en Argentina,
we pray that that which is happening in Argentina,
pueda venir al Northwest,
might come to the Northwest.
Oh,
yes.
Que algo se incendie hoy.
That something would be lit today.
Que comience hoy una llama.
That a flame would begin today.
De avivamiento en cada iglesia.
Of revival in every church.
En cada uno de estos corazones que
in
están
every
aquí.
One of these hearts that are here tonight.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, más.
More, more.
Derrama todo lo que tú tienes, Señor.
Pour out all that you have, Lord.
Todo lo que tú tienes.
All that you have.
Levante sus manos.
Lift your hands.
Glorifique su nombre.
Glorify his name.
Shiva la voz, onda la
voz, samakita.
Dendo lo voz,
samakia. Now, Lord.
Dendo lo voz, senda la.
Breathe on us, Lord.
Dendo lo voz, sibi haba.
Greater and greater.
Hable con el Señor por un momento.
Speak to the Lord now for a moment.
Hable con el Señor por un momento más.
Speak to the Lord for a moment.
Adórelo.
Worship him.
Hable en el espíritu.
Speak in the spirit.
Shibolo bosandele.
Darabakita namasato.
Que este lugar se llene de la gloria del Señor. Que hoy la gloria pueda manifestarse en una manera poderosa aquí.
This powerful time right now here.
Manifiesta tu gloria, Dios.
Manifest your glory, dear God.
Manifiesta tu gloria.
Manifest your glory.
Manifiesta tu gloria.
Manifest your glory.
Levante sus manos.
Lift your hands.
Y pídale a Dios.
And ask of the Lord.
Humildemente.
Humbly ask of the Lord.
Que descienda con su gloria.
That he might descend with his glory.
Sobre tu vida.
On your life.
Ahora.
Now.
Oh. Tu gloria, Dios.
Your glory, Lord.
Ask, pídele por la gloria.
Ask for the glory.
Pídele por su gloria.
Ask him for his glory.
Él está dispuesto a derramarla.
He's willing to pour it out.
Sobre vasos limpios.
On clean vessels.
Abre tu corazón.
Open your heart.
Este es el momento.
This is the moment.
This is your moment. Hallelujah. Ahora. Ahora.
Now, Lord.
Oh, más.
More, Lord.
Más.
More.
Más.
More.
Más.
More.
Shiva Lamasol. Tu gloria, Dios.
Your glory, Lord.
Tu fuego.
Your fire.
Que quiebre toda impureza.
That it would break all impurity.
Ahora, fuego.
Now, the fire.
Fuego.
Fire.
Fuego.
Fire.
Fire. Fire. Holy fire. Holy fire. Holy fire, Lord. Holy fire, Lord. Señor,
Lord,
que no quede ninguna impureza en nuestros corazones.
That no impurity would remain in our hearts.
Que nuestros corazones hoy y nuestras vidas,
that our hearts and our lives tonight,
estén totalmente,
be totally
consumidas,
consumed
por tu fuego,
by your fire, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Me gustaría que se tome de la mano con su hermano que está
allí. I'd like you to take the hand of the person next to you.
Y dígale a la persona que está al lado suyo.
And tell the person that's next to you.
Nos ponemos de acuerdo.
We're in agreement.
Para que algo suceda en este lugar hoy.
That something will happen in this place tonight.
Tell
the person next to you.
Oh, riba sándala, no te caigas. Dandorobo sere bekei. Interceda.
Intercede.
Con el hermano que está a su lado.
With the brother that you have next to you.
Que esta no sea una reunión más.
That this wouldn't be just another meeting.
Que este no sea un momento.
That this just wouldn't be another moment.
Que quede en el recuerdo.
Something that you'll forget about tomorrow.
Solo. Busque la gloria de Dios.
Just look for the glory of God.
La gloria va a llenar tu casa.
The glory will fill your home.
Va a llenar tu casa.
It will fill your home.
Cierra tus ojos.
Close your eyes.
Recibe.
Receive it.
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 Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, more, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Sabaquito, Ramosushabaquito.
El Señor está llenando tu hogar.
The Lord is filling your home now.
Con esperanza.
With hope.
Aquello que habías perdido.
That which you had lost.
La felicidad.
Happiness.
La felicidad matrimonial.
Happiness in your marriage.
La santidad de tus hijos.
The holiness of your children.
Algo está pasando.
Something is happening right now.
Recíbelo.
Receive it.
Recíbelo.
Recíbelo. Receive it.
Hay un viento que Dios está soplando en estos días.
There's a wind that's blowing these days.
Y ese viento tiene como meta.
And this
como
wind
objetivo,
has as its objective.
Llevar la santidad de Jehová.
To take the holiness of God.
A nuestros hogares.
To our homes.
Eso es lo que siento en este momento.
That's what I'm feeling right now.
Abre la puerta de tu hogar en este momento.
Open the doors to your home right now.
Y dile bienvenido.
And say to the Holy Spirit, welcome.
Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit.
Fuego de Dios.
Fire of God.
Bienvenido a mi hogar.
Welcome into my home.
Purifica toda impureza.
Purify everything that's impure.
Perdona todo pecado.
Forgive all sin.
Rompe toda maldición familiar.
Break every curse on my family.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora.
Now.
Ahora. Ahora más. Sí, Señor.
More.
Sí, Dios
yes,
mío.
Lord. Yes.
Sí, Señor.
Yes.
Levante sus manos.
Lift your hands.
Alabe.
Worship him. Worship him.
Shendorobo samakanto rabashi.
Shibarabakanda rabaki.
Riborobo samakanda
rabashanda rabaki.
Oh!
Shondorabashi shabakanda rabaki.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shondorabaki.
Hallelujah. 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 Mueve tu mano allí arriba, Señor.
Move your hand up in the balcony, Lord.
Toda persona enferma.
Every person that's sick
toda
up there.
Persona oprimida por el diablo.
Every person that's oppressed of
toda
the devil.
Persona hambrienta.
Every person that's hungry.
Y sedienta de ti.
And that's thirsty for you.
Llénalos allí arriba.
Fill them up there in the balcony.
Llénalos.
Fill them.
Llénalos que están allí atrás.
Fill those that are in the back.
Dios está mostrándome.
God is showing me
aquí se van a levantar evangelistas.
That evangelists will be raised up here tonight.
Esta noche.
Tonight.
Vendrá una unción sobre ti.
There will an anointing will come upon
Dios
you.
Dios va a derramar como una, va a derramar el cuerno del aceite.
He will pour out his oil.
Sobre tu vida.
Into your life.
Algo que has estado anhelando.
It's something that you've been desiring.
Que Dios te use.
That God would use you.
Que Dios te pueda usar para tocar a los perdidos.
That God might use you to reach the lost.
Prepárate.
Get ready.
Get ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh. 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 Más. Más.
More, Lord.
Más,
more,
more, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Le damos un aplauso al Señor.
Let's give him a clap offering to the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Fire.
Hallelujah.
Your fire, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Eso lo aprendí.
He knows that. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Realmente he estado visitando muchos lugares en los Estados Unidos últimamente.
Lately I've been visiting many, many places across the United States.
Pero aquí hay algo especial.
But there's something special in this place.
Y lo digo no como para quedar bien solamente,
and I'm not saying it just to make you feel good,
sino delante del Señor,
but it's something that I really feel of the Lord.
Puedo palpar y puedo sentir en mi espíritu
I can
clima.
Feel in my spirit the atmosphere
de la presencia de Dios,
of the presence of God,
que cada uno de ustedes ha traído,
that every one of you have brought to this place.
Cada uno ha traído hambre.
Every one of you has brought hunger.
En su corazón hay un despertar interior.
There's an awakening inside of your heart.
Diciendo, Señor,
saying, Lord,
quiero ver algo tuyo en esta generación.
I want something of yours for this generation.
Estábamos hablando estos esta tarde.
We were speaking this afternoon.
Y yo pregunté si alguna vez en Estados Unidos ha existido un avivamiento de costa a costa de toda esta nación.
I was asking if this country had experienced a revival from coast to coast.
Si alguna vez ha existido realmente un despertar que cruzara esta nación.
If there had been an awakening in its history that went from one coast to the other.
Y me han dicho, me han informado que si bien ha existido lugares que se han encendido bajo el poder de Dios.
And they told me that even though there have been places that were awakened by the Spirit of God.
No ha sucedido en el país por completo todavía.
You haven't experienced as a nation a complete revival coast to coast.
Yet.
Yet.
Thank you. ¿Cuántos creen que esta es la generación?
How many of you believe that this is the generation?
¿Dónde estamos orando?
Oh, yes.
Estamos orando y yo vengo de un país.
I come from a country
donde algo sucedió,
where something happened,
que nos sorprendió a todos.
That surprised all of us.
No es que lo he leído.
It's not that I've just read about it.
Sino que lo estoy viviendo.
But I'm living it.
En nuestro país.
In our country.
Uno puede ir al norte, bien
one,
al norte.
One can go clear to the north of our country.
O bien
country.
Al sur del país.
Or down to the south.
Y puede palpar los cielos abiertos.
And you can tell that the heavens are open over our country.
Las almas convertirse.
The souls are being won.
El poder del diablo quebrantarse.
The power of the devil is broken.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y ese es el anhelo de nuestro corazón.
And that's the desire of our heart.
Que este país,
that this country,
sea lleno de la manifestación de la gloria
de Dios. Be filled of the manifestation of the glory of God.
Es un país que ha sido de mucha bendición para nosotros.
It's a country that's been a great blessing to us.
Nos han enviado muy especiales misioneros.
You've sent us very special missionaries.
A lo largo de la historia.
Throughout our history.
My friend is one of them.
Mi amigo es uno de ellos.
Y le voy a decir algo. Mire lo que ha significado la inversión de los Estados Unidos.
And I'm going to tell you something. I want to just illustrate to you what the investment of this country in our country has meant.
Por muchos años las asambleas de Dios y muchas otras denominaciones han sembrado económicamente en la Argentina.
For many years, many denominations in this country have invested in Argentina.
Edificando institutos bíblicos.
They've built Bible schools.
Y diferentes centros de educación.
And different places for people to prepare themselves for ministry.
Eso ocurrió hace 60 años atrás aproximadamente.
That's been happening in Argentina for some 60 years.
Pero es interesante.
But it's interesting.
Que la mayoría de los líderes que hoy están a cargo de controlar o de llevar adelante este despertar espiritual.
That the majority of the leadership now in our country that are the ones that are taking this revival forward.
Fueron entrenados y formados, o tal vez conocieron al Señor a través de misioneros enviados de los Estados Unidos.
Either came to the Lord through the ministry of a missionary or have been trained and mentored by missionaries from the United States.
La inversión ha sido tan especial.
And so my impression of what you've done in our country is
no,
so special.
Nos han bendecido.
You have blessed us.
Y yo cada vez que ministro a los Estados Unidos,
so every time I come and minister in the United States,
yo les digo a la iglesia,
I say to the church,
gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias por pensar en las misiones.
Thank you for thinking in missions.
Gracias por tener un corazón que sienta la carga por los perdidos.
Thank you for having a heart that feels a burden for the lost.
Estos obreros que fueron entrenados en los seminarios,
these workers that you send that were trained in your Bible schools here,
hoy están recorriendo diferentes países del mundo,
that are in the different countries of the and nations of the world,
llevando la palabra del Señor,
are taking the gospel of Jesus Christ
y trayendo
there,
almas al reino de Dios,
winning souls and bringing them into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nuestro ministerio fue impactado por la vida de un pastor.
Our ministry was impacted by the ministry of a pastor,
cuya iglesia
whose
fue
church
comprada por misioneros de aquí de los Estados Unidos,
was bought by a missionary whose support is from the United States of America.
Cuando yo me convertí al Señor,
when I received the Lord,
nunca me imaginé vivir lo que estamos viviendo hoy.
I never imagined that we'd be living the kind of days that we're living today.
Yo hoy voy a compartir en la palabra las claves para un verdadero despertar espiritual.
I'm going to share tonight some of the keys to experience a real awakening.
A través de mi propia experiencia,
I'm going to share based on my own experience,
y también a través de lo que le sucedió al país,
and because of the experience that we've seen in our own country.
Y seguramente esta palabra tocará su corazón.
And hopefully this word will touch your heart.
Tal vez en alguna de estos puntos se sentirá identificado.
Maybe you'll identify with some of these keys.
Pero algo estoy seguro.
But of one thing I am sure.
Dios está llevando su vida a un nuevo nivel espiritual.
God is taking your life from one spiritual level to another.
Dios está llamándolo a mudarse.
God is calling you to move.
Dios está diciéndole, has estado mucho tiempo en el lugar donde estás ahora.
God has been telling you that you have been where you're at long enough.
Tal vez usted ha alcanzado un monte espiritual.
Maybe you've been on a spiritual mountain for a while.
Ha alcanzado una meta espiritual.
Maybe you've reached a spiritual goal that you had.
Pero el Señor le dice, has estado mucho tiempo en este monte.
But the Lord is telling you, you've been at the mountain long enough.
Ahora tienes que bajar del monte.
Now you need to come down from the mountain.
Y tomar la tierra.
And take the land.
Tienes... Es el tiempo de la conquista.
This is the time of conquest.
Es el tiempo de lo sobrenatural.
This is the time for supernatural.
Es el tiempo de creer en lo imposible.
This is the time to believe in the impossible.
Es tiempo de creer que Dios te puede usar a ti.
It's the time to believe that God can use you.
Ocupado como estás.
Occupied and as busy as
tal
you have to be.
Con los problemas que tienes.
With maybe the very problems
o
that you're
experiencing. O con la suegra que tienes.
With all the situations you face.
No, con la suegra.
Maybe with your own mother-in-law that you happen to have.
It's very important that.
Very important, the part about the mother-in-law.
¿Qué pasa que yo entiendo todo?
He understands English even though he doesn't speak it when he's preaching. So he's checking on me.
¿Cuántas personas en estos tiempos dicen tal vez lo que Dios está haciendo no tiene que ver conmigo?
How many of you maybe as you look around and see what God's doing in the world today, pero say to yourself this really I can't be a part of it.
Pero lo que estamos palpando en el espíritu es que Dios está levantando un ejército.
But what we're feeling in our spirit is that God is raising up an army.
En nuestras iglesias.
In our churches.
Donde cada uno de nosotros tiene un lugar.
Where every one of us has a special place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yo no sé si usted lo ha pensado.
I don't know if you've thought of it.
Pero ya llegará el día cuando usted ingrese a la oficina donde usted trabaja.
But the day will come when you go into the office where you work.
Que la atmósfera de fe y de santidad que usted lo rodea.
Where the atmosphere of faith and holiness that surrounds you.
Comenzará a impactar a los perdidos.
Will begin to impact those that are lost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
¿Cuántos lo anhelan? ¿Cuántos lo desean?
How many of you want that?
Oh, hace unos meses atrás vino a nuestro país a cantar el hermano Jimmy McDonald, que
a few months ago, brother Jimmy McDonald came to our country to minister.
Que ministró con Catherine Kuhlman muchas veces.
He sang or ministered with Catherine Kuhlman on many occasions.
Y estábamos comiendo en un restaurante.
And we were eating at a restaurant.
Estábamos hablando de otras cuestiones.
We were talking about other things.
Y justo se sentó al lado una persona enferma.
And all of a sudden there was a person that sat close to us that was sick.
Y él me interrumpió la conversación y me dijo, ¿sabes lo que pasaba muchas veces?
And so he interrupted the conversation and asked me, or started to mention to me that on many occasions,
cuando estábamos cenando en un restaurante con Catherine Kuhlman,
that when he was having a meal with Catherine Kuhlman in a restaurant,
y dice, llegaba la gente enferma,
that sick people would come in,
sin siquiera haberla visto a ella,
not even aware of who she was, or maybe not having seen her,
pero al acercarse alrededor de esa atmósfera de poder que la rodeaba,
but as they drew close to that atmosphere that surrounded her,
la gente se sanaba,
the people would be healed.
Wow. Cuando me dijo eso,
when he told me that,
me dije a mí mismo,
I said to myself,
es necesario que me vuelva a mudar.
It's necessary that I move once again.
Tengo que seguir mudándome.
I need to continue moving.
Hasta llegar a la actitud,
until I get to that attitude,
que me lleva a la altitud,
that takes me to heights.
Tu actitud te lleva a la altitud.
Attitude takes you to altitude.
Y tenemos que cambiar la actitud de nuestra mente.
So we need to change the attitude in our minds.
De pensar que tal vez con nosotros Dios no va a hacer más de lo que hemos visto.
That thinking where we think that God just can't use us as much as he's using someone else.
O tal vez que el avivamiento es para Sudamérica.
Or that maybe the revival is for Latin America.
Yo creo que Dios ha hablado por profecía a esta tierra.
I believe that the Lord has spoken prophetically to this land, this country.
Algo está a punto de suceder.
Something is about ready to happen.
Y Dios va a usar a esta generación.
And God will use this generation.
Dios, oh. Cuando estaba recién orando aquí, dije, Señor, toca a esta generación.
While I was praying before I came up, I was praying to the Lord that he would touch this generation of young people.
Ellos van a tocar las escuelas.
They will touch those in the schools.
Y a través de las escuelas a sus padres.
And through the schools, you'll touch many parents.
El poder del enemigo que hoy está desatándose en esta sociedad.
The power of the enemy which we see so evident in this society.
Tiene como objetivo número uno lastimar y herir a la generación.
As its number one objective to cause damage to this young generation.
Pero Dios va a derramar sobre ellos el Espíritu Santo.
But God will pour out on them his Holy Spirit.
Y los va a cubrir.
And he will cover you.
Y los va a rodear.
And he will surround you.
Con un muro de fuego.
With a wall of fire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
En nuestras iglesias tenemos jóvenes, niños que interceden.
In our church in Argentina we have children that intercede.
Chiquitos,
little kids,
que se postran delante de Dios.
They just lie down before God and
que ruegan
and cry out to God.
Pegando con sus manitos en
with
el
their
suelo.
Little hands just hitting against the ground.
Llorando por América.
Crying for the United States.
Llorando por África.
Crying out for Africa.
Llorando por Asia.
Crying out for Asia.
Es increíble verlos.
It's incredible to watch them.
Haciendo guerra espiritual.
Doing spiritual warfare.
Echando fuera al diablo.
Casting the devil out.
A patadas.
Kicking him all over the place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Movidos y dirigidos por el Espíritu Santo.
Moved and directed by the Holy Spirit of God.
Siendo testimonios en el hogar y en el colegio.
Being witnesses in their homes and in their schools.
Yo creo que esta es el tiempo.
I believe this is the time.
Donde nuestra fe.
When our faith.
Debe crecer.
Needs to grow.
De ver una iglesia pura.
To see a pure church.
Comprometida.
Committed church.
Que cada cristiano.
That every Christian.
En el lugar donde está
in
viviendo.
In the place where they are.
Se vea como un verdadero integrante del ejército
conquistador.
That they
might see themselves as a real participant of the army of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y por supuesto,
and of course,
Dios regala reuniones como esta.
God gives us as gifts these kind
donde,
of services.
Donde si Dios lo permite, vamos a estar orando por usted.
Where if God permits, we'll be praying for you.
Donde vamos a estar dándole de lo que Dios nos ha dado.
Where we'll be giving to you what God has given to us.
Y que usted pueda realmente recibir de ese bálsamo y de esas De ese aceite que solo Dios
that
puede
you might
derramar.
Receive that oil and that balm that only He can give.
En el año 1992, como dijo el pastor,
in 1992, as the pastor said,
de repente,
all of a sudden,
algo sucedió.
Something happened.
Todo estaba precedido.
Everything preceding this
por una búsqueda.
There was a hunger and a seeking after God.
De eso vamos a hablar en un momento.
We're going to talk about that in a moment.
Pero en el año 92,
but in 1992,
en un culto de domingo,
in a Sunday service,
algo sucedió particular.
Something happened that was special and unique.
La gente comenzó a actuar de una manera diferente.
The people began to act differently in the service.
Lloraban durante todo el sermón.
They were weeping throughout the sermon.
Descontroladamente.
They were just totally out of control.
Gemían.
They would cry out.
Y yo decía, ¿qué estoy diciendo diferente a lo que he dicho durante tantos domingos?
And I was asking myself, what is it that I'm saying that's so different from all the other Sundays?
Porque estaban todos, ¡ah!
Because everyone was crying out.
Y nadie estaba esperando algo diferente.
And nobody was really expecting anything to be different this Sunday.
Y yo estaba hablando del mensaje de la palabra de Dios, no tocando temas tal vez que puedan llegar a herir sentimientos.
I was just speaking as I normally did from the Word of God, and really not necessarily touching on any subjects that would touch a person's heart.
Pero estaban todos llorando.
But they were all crying anyway.
Y cuando intenté hacer el llamado.
And when I tried to give the call to the front,
todos,
everyone just ran to the altar.
Y desesperados oraban.
And they were desperate and they were crying out and praying.
Yo no quería demostrar mi sorpresa.
I didn't want them to see how surprised I was.
Y después comenzamos a alabar a Dios.
And then we began to worship the Lord.
Y la gente más todavía enchufada, más
and so,
The
people just entered even more deeply into everything that was taking place this Sunday.
Creo que en ese momento perdimos noción del tiempo.
I think at that moment we forgot what the clock meant and what time it was.
No sabía cuánto estábamos. Ya llevábamos como una hora en el altar.
We'd already been praying around the altar for an hour.
Llorando.
We'd been crying.
Cantando.
We'd been singing.
Alabando al Señor.
We'd been worshiping the Lord.
Y de repente vino un como un silencio.
And then all of a sudden there was a silence that came upon the congregation.
Cada uno tuvo el discernimiento en el espíritu.
Everyone discerned in the spirit
que él estaba allí.
That he was here.
Nos quedamos todos.
And so we were just very
en
silent.
Silencio, en reverencia.
With reverential silence.
Y después de un momento,
and then after a moment,
había alguien que se estaba moviendo por detrás del salón.
There was somebody that was moving at the back of the sanctuary.
Y yo le hice seña a uno de los sugieres que estaba allí atrás.
And so I just gave a signal to an usher that was back in that area.
Que atendiera a la persona.
That he take care of this individual.
Y moví la mano así.
And I just moved my finger like this, pointing to the man.
Como 500 personas.
And about 500 people in that whole section.
Se cayeron todos.
Just fell to the ground.
Y yo no estaba orando.
I wasn't praying.
Simplemente hice una señal.
I just did this with my finger, just pointing out this difficulty.
Dije, wow.
And I thought, wow, what's in my hand?
Y todo, especialmente los pastores.
Especially the pastors that were there were surprised.
De mi iglesia estaban esperando a ver qué hacía.
They wanted to see, now what would I do?
Así que yo fui para el otro lado.
So I went to the other side.
Y probé a hacer lo mismo.
And I did the same thing.
Y moví la mano.
I moved my hand.
Y otra vez todas esas personas.
And once again, all those people
cayeron bajo el poder de
fell
Dios.
Under the power of God.
Todos.
Every one of them.
Todos.
Every one of
nunca
them.
Había sucedido eso.
That had never happened before.
Sí, cuando hacíamos imposición de manos.
Yes, when they would come forward and we would lay hands on them.
Convencionalmente.
You know, the way we oftentimes do.
Pero no de esa manera.
But not in the way that I'm just describing now.
A tal punto que después uno de mis pastores me dijo, bueno, ahora cómo es la oración así.
So much so that one of my assistants then asked me, now how did you do that prayer? Do you move your hand to the left or to the right?
¿Cómo vamos a hacer de aquí adelante?
How are we going to do this from here on out?
Pero no hablando de ese tema, lo que nos llamó la atención es que esas personas que cayeron.
But what really called our attention to what was taking place were that the people that fell to the ground
quedaron todas en el suelo,
stayed there
como pegadas,
as if they were stuck to the ground.
Imagínese al pastor viendo a toda su iglesia pegada en el piso.
Imagine a pastor looking at his whole congregation glued to the ground.
Porque se quedaban allí y no se podían levantar.
Because they were on the ground, they couldn't get up.
They
try to get up and they just fall back down.
Y algunos hacían como fuerza para despegarse.
Some of them with all their strength would try to get up from the floor.
Hay uno de los nombres que describen la gloria de Dios, que es la Shekinah.
The Shekinah is a word that describes the glory of God.
Y que significa el peso.
And it refers to the weight.
El peso de la gloria.
The weight of the glory.
Cada uno de nosotros estamos bajo el peso de la gloria.
Oh, each one of us is under the weight of his glory.
Y cada uno de ellos.
Every one of them.
Se sentían quemar por la gloria.
Felt that they were burning by this glory that was on them.
Y comencé a ver a las personas rodar.
And I began to see people begin to roll around.
Reír.
They began to laugh.
Quedar mirando al cielo como viendo un ex o viendo ángeles.
They'd look up at the sky and as if they were seeing angels or something.
Ahora, en ese momento yo era el presbítero de la ciudad, era el pastor más serio.
At that moment that this was happening, I was a presbyter in the city of Buenos Aires. That meant I had to be the most serious pastor in the city.
Nunca se había reído nadie en mi iglesia.
No one had ever laughed in my congregation
before. No danzábamos.
We didn't dance.
Éramos muy tradicionales en el área de ser pentecostales.
We were very traditional, even though Pentecostal.
Y de repente es el no sé cómo explicarlo, pero me cambió la iglesia.
And all of a sudden this Sunday just changed my church.
Y todos los hermanos, imagínense toda la iglesia riendo.
Imagine the whole congregation laughing.
Rodando en el espíritu.
Rolling around in the Holy Spirit.
Teníamos en la plataforma una cortina.
We had a curtain.
Y abajo teníamos un hueco.
And there was a space you could go through that curtain underneath the platform.
Cuando terminó el culto, tuvimos que agarrar a varios que
when the service was over, we had to go underneath the platform and grab several people.
Y no los queríamos olvidar.
We didn't want to leave them there.
Todo un escándalo para mí.
It was something incredible that was happening now in my church.
Me quedé esa noche con los ojos abiertos.
I was there with my eyes really big and wide open because of everything that was taking place.
¿A dónde vamos?
Now where do we go from here?
El Señor me dijo,
the Lord told me,
seguí como estás, vas bien.
Just continue the way you're going. You're doing a great job.
Al martes siguiente vino mi jefe.
The following Tuesday, my boss came.
Enseguida se corrió la noticia de que algo raro pasaba en la iglesia.
Word spread throughout the city of Buenos Aires that strange things were happening in Claudio Freysen's church.
Y entonces allí estaban los presbíteros.
And so all the presbyters came to see what was happening.
Observar lo que estaba sucediendo.
They wanted to observe for themselves.
Yo comencé el culto como el pastor hoy.
I began the service as the pastor did tonight.
Empecé a cantar.
I began to sing.
Toda la gente estaba sentada.
Everyone was sitting.
Y dije, ojalá que se porten bien hoy.
And I was thinking to myself, I just hope my congregation behaves today.
Cuando los hice poner en pie.
When I told them to stand.
Y sintieron la música un poco más dinámica.
And they heard the music and what was taking place through the worship increase.
Todos comenzaron a bailar.
Everyone began to dance.
Y pasaban adelante y hacían rondas.
They'd come forward and they'd be spinning up here at the front.
Delante del presbítero.
Right in front of our presbyter.
De todos.
In front of every leader that had
delante
been there.
De mi jefe.
In front of my boss.
Y en un momento,
and at one moment,
mi jefe se quedó sentado.
My boss sat down.
Y yo dije, bueno, se enojó.
And I thought to myself, well, now he's upset.
Y de repente me acerco.
And so I draw near to
mientras
where he's
toda
at.
La iglesia ya estaban haciendo trencitos.
The whole church is now grabbing a hold of each other. I was there while my congregation did this and enjoyed themselves. I was trying to explain this to my boss.
Y cuando llego,
and when I get over,
él estaba con los ojos cerrados y la cabeza inclinada.
To where he's sitting, he has his head bowed and his eyes are closed.
Y trato de llamar la atención, le digo,
and so I try to, you know, shake him and wake him up.
Y le dije, hermano José,
and I say, Brother José,
¿se siente bien?
Are you okay?
Y él me miró.
And he lifted up his head and looked at me.
Con ojos de aquel que ha tomado varios vasos sobre
with the eyes of someone that maybe had too much to drink.
Dijo, aquí estamos muy bien.
And he said, we are doing real well.
Cuando yo vi eso. Cuando yo vi.
When I saw that in
y
him.
Mi congregación vio a todo el cuerpo ejecutivo bajo el poder de Dios.
And my congregation saw all the leaders of my denomination on the floor.
Fue algo tremendo.
It was a tremendous, tremendous night.
A las semanas siguientes.
The next week or in following weeks.
Teníamos 5,000 visitantes de nuestra denominación y de otras denominaciones esperando entrar en la iglesia.
We had 5,000 visitors coming and standing in line outside to come and visit our church.
Nuestro culto terminaba a las 10 de la noche.
Our services used to end at 10 p.m.
Y nosotros teníamos 5,000 personas afuera.
And we still have 5,000 people waiting to get in.
Así que tuvimos cultos hasta las 3 de la mañana.
And so we extended our services till 3 a.m.
solo para los visitantes.
Just so the visitors could come in and experience what God was doing.
Luego tuvimos que rentar un estadio.
Later we had to rent a stadium.
Para 65,000 personas.
For 65, with a capacity for 65,000 people.
Solamente para visitantes.
Just so that we could accommodate the visitors that were coming.
Para experimentar y beber de lo que el Espíritu
that were
Santo.
Coming to experience and drink of what the Holy Spirit was pouring out at that
muchos
time.
Muchos pastores de todo el país.
Many pastors from all over the country.
Cada culto venían a beber y
would come to every service just to drink in everything
that was
happening.
Y a participar de la presencia de Dios.
And to participate of the presence of God.
El despertar espiritual.
The spiritual awakening.
La característica número uno.
The number one characteristic.
El hambre y la necesidad.
Was the hunger and this awareness of their own need for God.
Nunca había visto a mi gente buscar a Dios como en aquellos
días. I had never seen my people seek God the way they did during
cambios
that time.
Extraordinarios.
There were extraordinary changes taking
transformaciones.
Place. Transformations in their
ministerios
lives.
Ministerios que estaban apagados.
Ministries that were almost dead.
Quebrados.
That were broken.
Familias deshechas.
Families that were broken.
Bajo la gloria de Dios.
Under the glory now of God.
Experimentaron la misma como la vara de Aarón que fue que reverdeció.
They experienced like Aaron's rod that blossomed.
No podemos negar.
We can't deny
que este es el tiempo
that this is the time
donde la iglesia
that the church
necesita más que nunca la presencia
needs
del Espíritu
more
Santo.
Than more than ever the presence of God.
Si algo necesitamos
if there's something that we need
en esta ciudad
in this city
es que el Espíritu Santo se mueva.
It's that the Holy Spirit move among us.
Es que el Espíritu Santo obre.
That the Holy Spirit work among us.
Y eso me ha enseñado a ser tan dependiente de él.
And so this has taught me to be so dependent on him.
Porque sé que si él lo hace,
because I know that if he does it,
él lo hace bien.
He does it right.
Él puede hacer las cosas que el hombre no puede
he
hacer.
Can do the things that man can't.
Él puede cambiar lo que el hombre no puede cambiar.
He can change the things that man can't.
Usted puede tratar de aconsejar y decir todo lo que pueda humanamente hablando.
You can try to counsel and give all human wisdom that you have to another individual.
Pero cuando la persona queda expuesta a la gloria de Dios.
But when the person is exposed to the glory of God.
La gloria de Dios transforma.
The glory of God transforms that
llama
life.
Al pecador.
He draws in the sinner.
Miles de personas,
thousands of people,
diariamente llegan al Señor.
Daily come to the Lord.
En Sudamérica,
in South America,
hay estadísticas que son realmente enormes.
The statistics are incredible of the number of people in Latin America coming to the Lord.
Cada día,
every single day,
tantas personas vienen a los pies de Cristo.
So many people coming to the feet of Jesus.
Yo siento en estos días,
I feel that in these days,
una gran carga por este país.
I feel a tremendous burden for this country
que tanto nos ha bendecido,
that has blessed us in so many ways,
y que necesita esta sociedad.
And yet that needs this society needs,
comenzando desde el gobierno,
beginning with the highest areas of government.
Hasta las más bajas.
To the lowest areas
un
of this
despertar
country.
De Dios.
A spiritual awakening of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hace unos años atrás ustedes empezaron a oír de Argentina.
A few years ago you began to hear about Argentina.
Tal vez usted ha escuchado que está sucediendo allí o que están sucediendo cosas muy grandes.
Maybe you've read about or heard about some of the great things that God is doing in Argentina.
Ahora, antes de todo este despertar espiritual.
Before this awakening began in our country.
Nuestro país estaba dominado por la religiosidad fría.
Our country was in the control of cold religiosity.
La mayoría católica.
The majority of our people Catholic.
Dominaba el contexto religioso.
They dominated the contextual relationship or situation of Argentina.
Pero la idea o la filosofía que ellos transmitían a la gente.
But the philosophies and the ideas that they were communicating to the people.
Presentaban a un Cristo crucificado.
Was that of a Christ that was crucified?
Un Cristo muerto.
A Christ that was dead.
Un Cristo que no es capaz de interceder por el hombre.
A Christ that wasn't able to intercede for man.
Y presentan otras alternativas como la Virgen María.
And they would give other alternatives to our people, such as the Virgin Mary.
O algún otro santo.
Or one of the so-called saints.
Que permite que el hombre pueda llegar hacia Dios.
Enabling then the people of our country in that manner to reach God.
A causa de la ausencia de la presencia de la iglesia.
Because of the absence of the true Church of Jesus Christ.
El país hace muchos años atrás estaba sumido en el ocultismo.
The country dealt or got very heavily involved in the occult.
La gente, en vez de llevar a sus enfermos al médico en algunos lugares del país, los llevaba al curandero.
So many of the people in our country, instead of taking a sick relative or a friend to a doctor, they would take them to a witch doctor.
A causa de esa situación, el auge de las religiones ocultas creció a través de los años.
Because of this tendency of our people, then these occultic religions began to grow and flourish in our country.
También la situación económica.
Also the economic situation in our country.
La situación política.
The political situation
era desastrosa.
Was a disaster.
Yo nací en un país donde por 50 años fue gobernado por militares.
I was born in a country that for 50 years was governed by a military dictator.
Donde el presupuesto que ellos establecían más bien lo enfocaban a los temas militares.
Whereby the budget that they managed as government was really focused in on military matters.
Y quitaban el presupuesto de la educación.
And so little was being done in the areas of education.
De la seguridad.
In terms of security.
De la salud.
In terms of health.
A causa de eso.
Because of this.
La mayoría de la población sufría.
The majority of our population suffered in one way or another.
Había muy poca posibilidad de estudiar.
There were very few possibilities to study.
También se sumaba a eso el problema de la inflación.
If you add to this the problem that we had with our inflation in our economy.
Nuestros, a veces nuestros índices inflacionarios.
Sometimes our inflation index.
Llegaban hasta el 200% de inflación por mes.
Would reach 200% per month.
2,400% por año.
Some 2,400% of inflation per year.
Ahora imagínense lo que es para una familia subsistir con un salario que se le deterioraba minuto a minuto.
So imagine what it was like for a family to survive in a society where by the minute their paycheck was decreasing in value because of that inflation.
Pero no era solamente un día o una semana.
And this didn't just last for a day or for a week.
Años viviendo así.
This went on for years, and that's the way people lived.
Con poco presupuesto para educación.
With very little in their personal budget to educate their children.
Poco presupuesto para la seguridad social.
Very little in the budget for security measures in the country.
Poco presupuesto para hospitales.
There was little in the budget, national budget, to build hospitals.
Encima de eso, el problema del dinero que no alcanzaba.
On top of all this, the fact that money just wasn't, there wasn't enough money to pay for the bills.
Las familias entraban en crisis.
Families were in crisis.
Problemas de abuso entre aún padres e hijas.
There was much abuse then between even in the family, even between fathers and their daughters.
Violencia familiar.
There was family violence that was taking place.
Algo absolutamente normal en aquellos tiempos.
It was very, very normal in Argentina at that time to know of these kind of things.
Alcoholismo, lots, en gran escala.
Lots of problems with alcohol.
Golpes y maltratos.
There were beatings by one spouse against another.
A causa de la gran presión para vivir.
Because of the tremendous pressure that people were under.
Por la ausencia de la verdad.
Because of the absence of truth.
Por la ausencia del evangelio.
Because of the absence of the gospel.
La gente vivía totalmente descontrolada.
The people were out of control.
Y encima de todo.
And on top of all
en 1982.
In 1982.
Sucedió algo.
Something happened.
Que ustedes tal vez han escuchado.
That maybe you've heard about.
La guerra contra los ingleses.
There was this war that Argentina fought against the British.
Los militares pensaron que era el momento propicio para invadir una pequeña isla llamada Malvinas, Falklands.
The military dictatorship at that time felt it was a good time to take these islands in the South Atlantic that we call the Malvinas or the Falkland Islands.
Pero lo que no pensaron era en la reacción de los ingleses.
They didn't understand the reaction that would take place on behalf of the British.
Que iban a utilizar la fuerza.
That they would use all of their military might.
Para poder reconquistar las.
To recover those islands.
Las islas. Pero lo interesante es hacer notar.
But the interesting thing to note about this.
Que el ejército militar.
Is that the military government.
No tenía condiciones para combatir.
Wasn't in condition to really fight a war.
Teníamos fusiles, los jóvenes tenían fusiles que no funcionaban.
Our young soldiers had rifles that didn't work.
Bombas que no explotaban.
They had bombs that wouldn't explode.
No tenían defensa.
There was no way to defend themselves.
No tenían entrenamiento.
They weren't trained.
Y cuando la sociedad veía los barcos de adolescentes.
And so when the society, the country of Argentina saw their ships heading out with these young people.
Llenos de adolescentes llegar hacia los Malvinas.
Just full of young people being taken to fight this war in the Malvinas Islands.
En el pleno invierno.
Right in the middle of winter.
Sin la ropa adecuada.
Without adequate clothing for the harsh winters of the South Atlantic.
No tenían las botas y los zapatos para la nieve.
They didn't have the boots or the shoe wear for being in the snow.
Muchos de ellos tuvieron que perder sus dedos a causa
Many of them lost the toes on their feet because of not having adequate clothing.
El país había entrado en un shock.
The country was in shock.
En una desesperanza.
They were desperate.
En un descontrol.
They were out of control.
Escuchando y viendo morir a nuestros adolescentes.
As they watched on television and listened to the stories of their young people being killed in battle.
Yo estoy trazando todo este panorama.
And I'm sharing all of this with you.
Porque estamos hablando del pre-despertar espiritual.
Because I'm talking to you about what happened prior to the awakening in Argentina.
Estamos hablando de lo que sucedió antes.
I'm talking to you about what happened before everything you read about today.
Y estoy hablando que cuando Dios está por hacer algo.
And I'm telling you that before God is about ready to do something.
Muchas veces tiene que quebrar el orgullo de la persona.
Before he does something, he needs to sometimes break the pride that there is in a
tiene
people.
Tiene que llamarle la atención.
He needs to call their attention.
Nuestro país.
Our country.
Tuvo que sufrir muchísimo.
Had to suffer a lot.
Para darse cuenta que hay Dios.
Before they realized that there was a God.
¿Y sabe qué sucedió?
And you know what happened?
De repente.
All of a sudden.
Algo se escuchó.
Something was heard.
En el medio de la desesperanza.
In the middle of all this desperation.
Del dolor.
Of all this pain.
De los malos reportes.
Of all the bad reports.
Algo se escuchó.
Something was heard.
Un hombre.
A man.
Llamado Carlos Anacondia.
By the name of Carlos Anacondia.
Un desconocido.
Someone that was an unknown.
Hombre de negocio.
He was a businessman.
Que no pensaba dedicarse tiempo completo.
He had no plans to do full time.
Solo le pidió
ministry. He just asked the Lord.
A un pastor que le dejara, que le permitiera hacer una campaña.
He just asked the Lord that there might be a pastor in Buenos Aires that would allow him to do a little tiny crusade.
¿Quieres saber un poquito de eso?
You want to know a little about the little crusade?
Le dijo. Dame un lugar de la ciudad.
He said to the pastor, just give me a place within the city.
Tengo fuego.
I have fire.
No quiero el mejor lugar.
I don't want the best place.
No quiero ocupar un púlpito.
I don't want to be on a platform.
No, notorio.
I don't want to be on a place that other people are seeking.
Quiero un pequeño espacio.
I just want a little bit of space.
En algún lugar.
I just want a little place in the city.
¿Y sabe lo que pasó?
And you know what happened?
Le dieron un espacio.
They gave him some space.
¿Sabe dónde?
You know where?
Al lado de un cementerio.
Right next to a cemetery.
Era como para cubrir, para solamente darle la oportunidad a este evangelista desconocido.
Basically, he was an unknown, and they were just giving him this removed place to satisfy him.
¿Y sabe lo que sucedió?
And you know what happened there?
En 20 días ese pastor.
In 20 days, that pastor.
Que tenía 127 miembros.
That had 127 members in his church at the time.
127 members. Ya. Yes. Cuando terminó la cruzada, cuando estaba promediando la cruzada.
When that crusade was ending.
Tenía 50,000.
He had 50,000 members. 50,000.
En 20 días.
In 20 days.
Y no solo eso,
and not only that,
sino que una gran cantidad de pastores fueron allí a hacerse orar, a pedir oración.
Many, many people heard of the crusade. Many pastors went to be prayed for.
Uno de ellos fui yo.
One of them was me.
Que venía de una iglesia muy pequeña.
I went there from a very small church.
Very small. Solamente cuatro.
Just four people in my church.
Y yo fui a esa cruzada.
And I went to his crusade.
Porque para aquel momento yo era profesor del seminario.
At that moment I was a professor at our Bible school.
Y mis alumnos trabajaban en la cruzada.
And my students were going out in the evening and working in this crusade.
Cada noche trabajaban ahí.
Every night they were doing something in the crusade.
Y un día yo los vi tan cansados y dormidos.
And one day in class I saw them so tired that they were falling asleep.
Que me hablaron de Anacondia.
And they talked to me about Carlos Anacondia.
Y yo dije, ¿quién es?
And I said, who's Anacondia?
Usted tiene que ver.
And they said, you have to go see him.
Porque los ciegos ven.
Because
los ciegos ven.
Because the blind receive
los
their
sordos
sight.
Oyen.
The deaf
los paralíticos se levantan.
The cripples begin to walk.
Los endemoniados.
The demon possessed.
Salen corriendo.
Run out.
Y para nosotros en aquel tiempo no habíamos visto nada todavía.
And for those of us at that time, we had never seen any of those things.
En el país no había sucedido nada semejante.
We hadn't seen anything similar to this in our country
before. Y Dios eligió a un desconocido.
And God chose an unknown man.
Uno que nunca apareció en un periódico cristiano.
Someone that had never been in a Christian magazine.
Que nunca estuvo en un programa de televisión.
He'd never been on a Christian radio or television program.
Que nunca predicó en su iglesia.
He had never preached in his own church.
Con poco tiempo de cristiano.
He had been just a Christian a few short years.
Pero que su corazón,
but his heart,
estaba ardiendo.
Was on fire.
Por lo que estaba sucediendo en el país.
By what was happening in the country.
¿Cuántos de ustedes están con un corazón hambriento?
How many of you have that kind of hunger in your heart?
Oh. ¿Cuántos pueden creer?
How many of you can believe?
Que así como Dios utilizó a alguien que no tenía prestigio y nombre.
That in the same way that God could use somebody that nobody knew about.
Puede hacerlo aquí en los Estados Unidos también.
He can do it in the United States as well.
Puede ser usted.
It might be you.
Que el Señor hoy le dé una unción especial.
That the Lord might give you a special anointing tonight.
Que pueda traer aparejado una transformación de su visión.
But he might bring about a transformation of your vision tonight.
Y de sus metas.
And of your goals.
Y de sus deseos.
And of your desires.
Los de repente de Dios.
That all of a sudden the suddens of God.
Son los que más me apasionan a mí.
Those are the things that amaze me the most.
Dios rompe con los moldes.
God breaks with
los moldes o los with pronósticos. Los pronósticos. Moldes.
What do you make a cake in? With a mold. He breaks molds.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yo fui uno de esos pastores.
I was one of those pastors.
Que fui a esa cruzada.
That went to that crusade.
Totalmente sorprendido.
Totally surprised.
La gente.
The people
que no creía,
that didn't believe,
que estaba en este contexto que acabo de mencionar,
that had been in this context that I've been describing before the revival.
Venían corriendo 50 metros.
Now would run approximately 50 meters.
50 metros al altar.
They would run to the altar.
Llorando.
Crying.
Pidiendo a Dios perdón.
Asking God.
Y yo comparaba en mi iglesia.
And I would compare what I was seeing with what was happening in my church.
Que la gente corría, pero para afuera.
Where the people ran, but they'd run out the back door.
Yo dije, algo está mal.
And I said, something's different here.
Tengo que ir a ver qué pasa.
I have to go see what's happening there.
Y fueron muchas experiencias para mí.
And I enjoyed many experiences.
Pero me acuerdo que el pastor dijo.
But I remember the pastor.
Hay mucho trabajo en Argentina.
Said, there's a lot of work to do in Argentina.
El avivamiento ha llegado.
The revival has come.
Así que toma lo que
so
Dios
take
te
it,
dio.
Take it. Take it, Lord. Take it, Lord.
Oh. Te necesito por. Oh. Mm. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Te necesito. I need you. El hermano me oró.
So the pastor prayed for me.
Y me dijo,
and he said to me,
había una fila de gente
inconversa. There was a big line of unsaved people there.
Drogadictos.
They were, some of them were drug addicts.
Alcohólicos.
There were alcoholics.
Endemoniados.
There were people that were demon possessed.
Brujos.
There were witches.
Y yo nunca había estado en contacto con esa gente.
I had never been in contact with that kind of people.
Era profesor del seminario.
I was a professor at a Bible school.
Y pastor de una iglesia muy
and
chiquita.
I was a pastor of a very small church.
Y Anacondia me dijo,
and Anacondia told me,
ahora,
now,
yo voy para ahí.
I'm going to walk this way,
de este lado de la línea,
from this, from here over here,
y vas para acá.
And you're going to go that way.
Yo dije, bueno.
And I said, okay.
Y él empezó a orar.
And so he began to pray.
Cada persona que oraba,
every person he prayed for,
se sanaban,
would be healed,
se liberaban,
they would be delivered,
se caían,
they would fall.
De todo sucedía.
Of all kinds of things were happening.
Y todos los que me tocaban a mí,
everyone that I prayed
eran
for,
grandes,
were tall.
Indiferentes.
They were indifferent.
Me miraban.
They would just look at
diciendo,
me.
A mí no me va a pasar nada.
And they'd say, nothing's going to happen.
Yo les oraba,
here. And I would pray for them.
Y no sucedía nada.
And nothing did happen.
Así que, imagínese usted la línea.
And so imagine this line of people.
Una mitad.
One half of
todo
them,
bajo la unción,
all of them under the anointing.
Todo bajo el poder,
all of them under the power.
La otra mitad,
and the other half with their arms
mirando,
crossed, waiting and looking.
Como diciendo, ¿qué pasa aquí?
Saying, or maybe asking, what's happening here?
Todos esos pastores que estaban allí.
All these pastors that were present in this meeting.
Sucedía lo mismo que a mí.
Were experiencing the same thing that I was.
Teníamos la teología.
We had the theology.
Habíamos sido formados en el seminario.
We had been formed together in Bible school.
Pero no teníamos el poder.
But we didn't have the power.
No teníamos la autoridad.
We didn't have the authority.
Necesitábamos.
We needed it.
La realidad de Dios en nuestra
vida. We needed the reality of God in our lives.
Yo quiero decirle hoy,
I want to tell you today,
que algo está a punto de pasar en su vida.
That something is about ready to happen in your life.
Y que ha estado pasando también.
And it's been happening already.
Muchas cosas tienen relación ahora.
Many things now have a relationship one to another.
Por eso en el contexto del cómo comienza un despertar.
That's why within this context of how an awakening begins.
Hay algunos aspectos que quiero ir rápidamente.
There are certain things I just want to share briefly.
Que me sucedieron a mí.
That happened to me.
Y que sucedió al país.
And that happened in our country.
Que llevó a esa dimensión de poder.
That took us to that dimension of power.
Después de esta palabra,
after this word,
Dios mediante ustedes van a pasar aquí adelante.
God will come, or you will come here to
el
the front.
El Señor va a traer un toque fundamental en su vida.
The Lord will touch you in a special way tonight.
Y yo estoy creyendo que esta visita,
and I'm believing that this visit,
es algo que Dios permitió,
is something that God permitted.
No lo hemos promovido nosotros.
We haven't promoted this ourselves.
Sino que es el Señor.
But rather it's been the Lord.
Que tiene el corazón.
That has the heart.
Para esta ciudad.
For this city.
Y para este país.
And for this country.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Lo primero que debemos entender.
The first thing we have to understand.
La primera clave que debemos entender.
The first key we need to understand.
Para entender un verdadero despertar espiritual o qué es un verdadero despertar espiritual.
To understand what a real awakening is.
Es aprender en tiempos de crisis.
Is to learn in times of crisis.
Aprender los momentos cuando uno va pasando por el desierto y por la prueba.
We need to learn when we're going through trials and through the times in the desert.
Si uno mira el libro de Deuteronomio,
if you look in your Bibles in Deuteronomy,
capítulo 8,
in chapter 8,
versículos 2 y 3.
Verses 2 and 3.
Dice, y te acordarás de todo el camino por donde te ha traído Jehová tu Dios para estos 40 años en el desierto, para afligirte, para probarte, para saber lo que había en tu corazón, si habías de guardar o no sus mandamientos.
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
Y te afligió y te hizo tener hambre y te sustentó con maná, comida que no conocías, ni tú ni tus padres la habían conocido, para hacerte saber que no solo de pan vivirá el hombre, mas de todo lo que sale de la boca de Jehová vivirá el hombre.
He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
Por lo tanto, entonces, si usted quiere tomar apunte para anotar cuáles son esas claves de este de un verdadero despertar espiritual.
So if you're taking notes tonight and want to know what the keys are to enter into to real spiritual awakening.
O por lo menos lo que cómo Dios obró en Argentina.
Or at least how God worked this awakening in Argentina.
Lo primero que entendemos es la importancia de la escuela de Dios.
The first thing we need to learn is the importance of the school of God.
Muchas veces Dios tiene que enseñarnos a través del desierto.
Many times God needs to teach us lessons in the desert.
A través de crisis.
Through crisis.
A través de situaciones que
by means of situations.
Que todas condicen con un plan y con un propósito.
That all have a certain purpose in God.
En los desiertos, en los momentos de crisis somos formados, purificados y fortalecidos.
In the times of desert and crisis we're formed and purified and strengthened.
En Cristo.
In Christ.
Las pruebas y los desiertos ayudan a bien.
The trials and the times in the desert can be helpful to us.
Porque a los que aman a Dios, todas las cosas ayudan a bien.
Because for those that love the Lord, all things work together for good.
Ahora entendemos.
Now we understand.
Por lo menos desde nuestro contexto.
At least within our context.
El porqué de algunos momentos de dolor que tuvimos que pasar.
The reason that we had to go through certain moments of pain.
Algunos momentos de soledad que
certain
tuvimos
moments
que pasar.
Of loneliness that maybe we needed to go through.
Aún personalmente.
Even personally.
Antes de experimentar muchas de las vivencias de hoy.
Before experiencing many of the things I'm enjoying today.
Dice en Romanos capítulo 8.
It says in Romans
leyendo,
chapter 8.
Romanos capítulo 8, 28 y 29.
Romans chapter 8.
Y sabemos que a los que aman a Dios todas las cosas ayudan a bien, esto es a los que conforme a su propósito.
And we know in verse 28 that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Lo que quiero enfatizar es que Dios tiene su plan.
What I want to emphasize here is that God has a plan.
Su propósito.
His purpose.
Y su propósito.
And his purpose.
Es manifestar a Cristo en nosotros.
Is to manifest Christ in you.
Su propósito es que nosotros seamos un modelo de carácter y de vida.
His purpose is that we be a model of character and of life.
Que podamos entender y aceptar que todo lo que nos pasa está guiado por el Señor.
That we might get to that point where we understand that everything that happens to us is guided of the very Lord himself.
¿Por qué digo esto?
Why do I say this?
Porque tal vez cuando hablamos de avivamiento,
because maybe when we speak about revival,
o de despertar espiritual,
or about spiritual awakening,
muchos dicen pastor,
many say pastor,
¿qué me habla de avivamiento?
Speak to me about revival.
Si yo estoy en crisis,
I'm in crisis.
Si hay situaciones en mi vida,
there are situations in my life,
que estoy experimentando dolor,
that I'm experiencing and they're painful.
Estoy experimentando tristeza.
I'm experiencing sadness.
Estoy experimentando desesperación.
I'm feeling desperate.
Tal vez está en situaciones que afectan su familia.
Maybe you're in a situation that's affecting your family.
Su economía.
Your economy.
O cualquiera de los aspectos de su vida.
Or some other area of your life.
Y muchos dicen hasta que no se solucione esto.
And so many people say, well, before until this is resolved in my life.
Yo creo que estoy al margen.
I think that I'm on I'm kind of on a side.
De lo que Dios está haciendo.
I'm on the sideline of what God's wanting to do.
Pero yo le digo que desde el día que se convirtió,
but I want to tell you that from the very day you accepted Jesus,
usted halló gracia delante
you found
de Dios.
Grace in the eyes of God.
Hay un plan.
There's a plan.
Dios tiene un propósito específico.
God has a specific purpose.
Y es manifestar a su Hijo Jesús en su vida.
And it's to manifest his son Jesus in your life.
Que usted sea luz.
That you would be light.
Que usted sea un instrumento.
That you would be an instrument.
Y aún las crisis,
and even the crisis,
son parte de la disciplina.
Are a part of the discipline.
La palabra disciplina,
the word discipline,
no solo significa castigo,
not only means or refers to punishment,
sino que proviene de la raíz, de la etimología, discípulo.
But it comes from the root word, a disciple.
Para poder ser un discípulo,
to be a disciple,
muchas veces Dios nos tiene que formar.
God needs to form us.
Y nos tiene que disciplinar.
He needs to discipline us.
A través de ese tipo de enseñanzas.
By means of these different ways that he teaches us.
En el libro a los Hebreos,
in the book of Hebrews,
nos enseña el Señor a no tener, a no menospreciar la disciplina.
The Lord teaches us to not look down on the discipline.
Mire lo que dice aquí versículos 5 y 6.
Look what it says in verses 5 and 6.
Dice, y habéis ya olvidado la exhortación que como hijos se os dirige diciendo, hijo mío, no menospreciéis la disciplina del Señor.
And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline.
Ni desmayes cuando eres reprendido por él.
And do not lose heart when he rebukes you.
Quiero hablarle a algunas personas.
I want to speak to some of you tonight.
Que están aquí.
That are here tonight.
Y que están bajo el propósito de Dios.
And that are under the purposes of God.
Que han venido con hambre.
That have come here tonight with hunger.
Que han venido desesperados.
That have come desperate.
Sedientos.
You're thirsty.
Diciendo, Señor.
Saying, Lord.
Aquí estoy.
I'm here.
Y tal vez está pasando algún tipo de trato especial.
And maybe you're going through a special or a difficult time.
Y yo quiero decirle por la palabra.
And I want to say to you by the word of God.
Que Dios le está discipulando.
That God is discipling you.
Lo está formando.
He's forming you.
Lo está podando.
He's pruning you.
Lo está preparando.
He's preparing you.
Para que dé fruto.
So that you will be fruitful.
Y más fruto.
And give more fruit.
Y mucho fruto.
And much fruit.
Para la gloria del Señor.
For the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Toda persona que es usada por Dios.
Every person that's used of God.
En este presente despertar.
In this present awakening.
No es algo que nace de un día para el otro.
It's not something that just happens from one day to the next.
Yo tengo el total convencimiento.
I am totally convinced.
Que detrás de un hombre que Dios usa.
That behind a man that God uses.
Hay toda una vida de formación.
There's a whole life of formation being taken by
taking place. Hay toda una vida de trato.
There's a whole life of God's dealing with that person.
Donde Dios ha estado moldeando como el alfarero.
Where God has been molding that person.
Dice el versículo 10.
It says in verse 10.
De Hebreos 12:10.
Of Hebrews 12.
Dice, y aquellos ciertamente, bueno, léelo en español.
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our own good that we may share in his holiness.
Allí es donde quiero tocar.
That's what I want to mention now.
También la disciplina nos hace partícipes de la santidad.
Discipline also makes us participants of the holiness of God.
Y también la disciplina.
And also in discipline.
Nos da fruto apacible de justicia.
He gives us a fruit for righteousness.
Y también 2 Corintios capítulo 4.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Versículo 17.
And verse 17.
Dice, porque esta leve tribulación momentánea produce en nosotros un cada vez más excelente y eterno peso de gloria.
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
Lo que está diciendo es que Dios muchas veces nos tiene que llevar por lugares donde tal vez usted está pasando.
What it's saying is that God sometimes needs to take us through circumstances and situations that you may be living today.
Porque Dios hará reposar el peso de su gloria.
Because God will cause his glory to the weight of his glory to rest on you.
Pero si usted no está preparado.
But if you're not prepared.
El peso de la gloria caerá tan fuerte en
the
usted.
The weight of his glory will fall so heavily on you.
Lo destruirá.
It will destroy you.
La misma gloria.
The very glory.
Hará un desastre.
Will make a disaster.
En su vida espiritual,
in your spiritual life,
porque la gloria de Dios,
because the glory of God,
reposa bajo vaso, sobre vasos limpios y puros,
comes upon holy vessels and pure vessels.
Muchas veces pensamos en avivamiento,
many times when we think of revival,
y no pensamos en el trasfondo y en el trato de Dios.
We don't think of all the treatment that God is bringing into our lives.
Los desiertos. Los momentos de crisis,
the moments of crisis and the times in the desert,
nos permiten mirar para adelante.
Allow us to look forward.
No sé si usted está pasando por un momento difícil.
I don't know if you're going through a difficult time today.
Pero Dios le está diciendo,
but God is saying something.
Tienes que ir hacia adelante.
You need to go forward.
Tengo algo para ti que no conoces.
I have something for you that you don't know.
Si mira conmigo en primera de Reyes.
If you look with me in 1 Kings.
Versículo 17, capítulo 17, versículo 1 al 7. Primera de Reyes 17.
Sí. First Kings chapter 17.
Hallelujah. ¿Está preparado para que Dios lo use?
Are you ready for God to use you?
¿Está preparado para decirle al diablo que es un mentiroso?
Are you ready to tell Satan that he's a liar?
Muchas veces el enemigo usa sus mentiras y sus estrategias.
Many times the enemy uses his strategies and his lies.
Tratando de decepcionarnos.
Trying to discourage us.
Diciendo, mira lo que te pasa.
Saying to us, look what's happening with
mira
you.
La situación que estás envuelto.
Look at the situation that you find yourself
no
in.
No creo que Dios pueda usarte.
I don't think that God can use you.
Pero Dios usa vasos de barro.
But God uses vessels of clay.
Cuando él te llamó a cuando él te llamó,
when he called you,
no esperó buscar otra cosa que barro.
He didn't expect anything else but clay.
Él sabe que no eres capaz en tus propias fuerzas.
He knows that you're not able in your own strength.
Sin embargo, la excelencia del poder es de él.
However, the excellency of the power belongs to him.
Y aún siendo de barro,
and even being made of clay,
incapaz,
and unable,
frágil ante las circunstancias,
fragile before the circumstances
that
you may face,
las circunstancias no te van a doblegar.
The circumstances will not make you fall or crumble.
Las circunstancias no te van a quebrar.
They're not going to break you.
Sino que vas a tomar las circunstancias,
but rather you will take these situations,
como un instrumento de pureza,
as an instrument to holiness,
como un instrumento para conocer el amor de Dios,
as an instrument to know more of the love of God,
como un instrumento para conocer la fidelidad de Dios,
as an instrument to know more of the faithfulness of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Como un instrumento para buscar más de él,
as an instrument to seek more of him.
Cuando estábamos en tiempos de lucha y de prueba,
when we were going through difficult times and trials,
muchas veces es el momento donde inclinamos nuestros corazones a Dios.
Many times when we go through those situations, those are the very times that we bend our knee and bow our heads and we seek God.
En Primera de Reyes,
in First Kings,
capítulo 17,
chapter 17,
nos habla del momento en que Elías,
it talks about the time that Elijah,
estaba disfrutando de la abundancia del arroyo,
was enjoying the abundance of the brook,
pero de repente el arroyo se secó,
but all of a sudden the brook dried up,
y él preguntó,
and he asked,
¿Qué hago ahora?
What do I do now?
Y vino palabra de Jehová a él diciendo,
and the word of the Lord came to him,
ve y levántate y ve a, lo de Sarepta, a la casa de Sarepta, a la viuda de Sarepta de Sion.
Get up and go to the widow of Zarephath.
Hay momentos cuando parece que se secan los arroyos.
Sometimes we're in situations where it seems like the brooks dry up.
Donde los sueños y los objetivos que uno traza parecen no cumplirse.
Where the dreams and the objectives we feel we've received from the Lord aren't going to be realized.
Pero sin embargo volvemos a este punto fundamental.
However, we return to this very important point.
Cada prueba y cada lucha,
every trial and every fight,
nos lleva a depender más de Dios.
Takes us to depend more and more upon God.
Y cuando uno depende más de Dios,
and when one depends more and more upon God,
puedes escuchar su voz.
You can then hear his voice.
Y cuando escuchas su voz,
and when you hear his voice,
él te lleva a sus planes.
This will take you to toward his plan.
A sus propósitos.
Toward his purpose.
Otro de los, yendo más adelante en el mensaje.
Moving ahead in terms of this message.
Otro de los de las claves para el avivamiento.
Another of the keys to experience revival.
Es aprender los tiempos de silencio.
Is to learn the times of silence.
Como Jesús vivió en Nazaret.
As Jesus lived them in Nazareth.
Trabajó en la carpintería.
He worked as a carpenter.
Saber esperar en Dios.
To know how to wait in God.
Hay momentos cuando Dios trata con nosotros en un tiempo de espera y de silencio.
There are times when God is dealing with us and we're in a moment of waiting for him.
Sabemos que tenemos un llamado.
We know that we're called.
Sabemos que tenemos que hemos sido llamados para sacudir o para bendecir a otros.
We know that we've been called to bless others and to shake darkness from this world.
Pero tal vez en este momento estás en una etapa.
But maybe right now you find yourself at a certain stage.
Donde estás sirviendo en algo.
Where you're serving in some area.
Que tal vez usted dice, yo estoy para otra cosa.
And you're saying to yourself, I really need to be used in another area.
Es tan importante lo que estoy diciendo
it's
ahora.
So important what I'm sharing with you right now.
Hay momentos donde Dios te llama a ser fiel donde estás.
There are times when God tells you to be faithful right where you're at right now.
Hay tiempos donde Dios te dice, como en el caso de muchos siervos de Dios en Argentina.
This is what this is the reality and what happened in the lives of many servants in Argentina.
Hombres y mujeres que estuvieron sirviendo en humildad en diferentes cargos o en diferentes puestos de la iglesia.
Men and women of God in Argentina that were serving him in different places within his church.
O sirviendo a otro pastor.
Or maybe they were under another pastor in the country.
Aunque sobre ellos había una palabra y un llamado específico.
Even though on their life there was also a specific word and a calling.
Pero fueron fieles.
But they were faithful during those years right where they were at.
Aprendieron a esperar.
They learned to wait.
Así como Nehemías.
Just like Nehemiah.
Teniendo el llamado de restaurar el culto
having,
y los muros.
Having the call to restore the the walls and the religion of Israel.
Sin embargo, estaba sirviendo como copero del rey.
However, he was the cupbearer to the king at the time.
Y era un buen copero.
He was a good cupbearer.
Estaba entregado a lo que hacía en ese momento.
He was surrendered to the very thing that he was doing at that particular time.
Aunque tal vez él estaba esperando algo más.
Maybe even though he was expecting something greater.
Sin embargo, lo que estaba haciendo lo hacía con pasión.
However, what he was doing at the time, he did with great passion.
Era un copero tan excelente.
He was such an excellent cupbearer.
Que cuando el rey le dio permiso para ir a reconstruir el muro.
That when the king gave him permission to go rebuild the walls.
Le pidió por favor que volviera.
He asked him to please return.
Porque era un hombre que manifestaba atención a su cargo.
Because he was a person that gave great attention to every detail of the job that he'd been doing as cupbearer.
Yo no sé cuál es tu lugar en el cuerpo de Cristo
hoy.
I
don't know what your place today is within the body of Christ.
Tal vez estás sirviendo la iglesia.
Maybe you're serving within the local church.
Estás sirviendo a tu pastor.
Maybe you're serving your local pastor.
Estás ocupando un cargo que aparentemente no es brillante, no es público.
Maybe you're doing something that isn't public and isn't something that people are taking note of.
Este es tu tiempo de ser fiel en lo que estás haciendo.
But this is your time to be faithful in the very thing you're doing now.
De hacerlo con pasión y con devoción.
To do it with devotion and with passion.
De ser el mejor en lo que haces.
To be the very best at what you're doing.
Esperando el momento.
Waiting for the moment.
En que Dios te lleve a un nuevo lugar.
When God will take you to that new place.
Pero no que tú lo hagas.
But not that you will. You won't be seeking to force this.
No que te desesperes.
Don't get desperate.
No que ahora que recibas una impartición especial.
Now that you receive a special impartation.
Digas bueno. Ahora esto ya no lo hago más.
Don't leave this place and say, now I'm not going to do what I've been doing anymore.
Recibí una unción especial.
I received a special anointing.
Ya estoy para otra cosa.
Now I'm ready to move on to something else.
No, ahora tiene que volver al lugar de donde salió esta noche.
No, now you need to return at the end of the service and go to the very place you left earlier today.
Y seguir el ministerio y la rutina espiritual.
And continue in that same spiritual routine and ministry.
Y Dios es el encargado de promoverlo.
And God will be the one responsible for taking you to a higher position.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Otro de los aspectos del despertar espiritual.
Another of the aspects of a spiritual awakening.
Es una tremenda pasión por Dios.
Is a tremendous passion for God.
Diga conmigo pasión por Dios.
Say with me a passion for God.
El Señor envió sobre nuestro país un tremendo ardor interior.
The Lord sent to our country this tremendous hunger for God.
Y también a mi persona.
And even to myself as a
teniendo
person.
Teniendo yo una iglesia importante al transcurrir los años.
As the years went by, that small church became an important church that I was the pastor of.
Sin embargo, Dios comenzó a poner una carga por su persona.
However, God began to place a new burden in my heart for his presence.
Era como a Abraham le sucedió un día.
It was as what happened to Abraham.
El Señor lo llamó del lugar donde estaba sentado.
The Lord called him from the place he was seated.
Y le dijo, tengo una tierra, un lugar donde nunca habías estado.
And told him, I have a land prepared for you. You've never been there before.
Prepara tus valijas.
Get your suitcases ready.
Porque tienes que salir.
Because you need to move.
Yo me había sentado y estaba profundamente comprometido con la tarea como pastor de la iglesia.
I had sat down and I was very involved in the work of being pastor of this church.
Pero de repente vino en mí una pasión y un llamado.
But all of a sudden I began to feel this tremendous passion and this calling.
Un ardor.
A fire in my heart.
Por encerrarme en la presencia de Dios.
To lock myself within the presence of God.
Terminaba los cultos.
The services would end.
Yo estoy hablando de esto antes del año 92.
I'm referring to prior to 1992.
Del relato que le comenté cuando todos cayeron.
In terms of that story when everyone in my congregation fell under the power of God.
Para ese entonces mi iglesia era grande.
My church was already large even before 1992.
Pero yo terminaba el culto y le preguntaba a mi esposa.
But I would finish the service then I'd ask my wife.
¿Qué te pareció el servicio?
What did you think of the service?
Y ella me decía, estuvo maravilloso.
And she would tell me it was marvelous.
Y yo siempre le decía lo mismo.
And I would always ask her the same
yo le dije,
thing.
Betty, hay más.
And I would say to her, I always say the same thing to her, there's more, Betty.
Le digo, ¿sabes lo que siento?
You know what I'm feeling?
Que lo que estamos recibiendo es un vasito de un gran océano.
That what we're receiving right now is just a little tiny glass of a great big ocean.
Le digo, hay un océano.
I said, there's an ocean.
Yo quiero eso.
I want the ocean.
Y yo me encerraba en mi Cuarto.
And so I would go and lock myself in my room.
Y me ponía a orar y decía, Señor,
and I would begin to pray and say, Lord,
tengo pasión.
I have passion.
No solo por números.
Not just for numbers.
No es que quiero solamente crecer como un pastor que traiga más y más personas a su iglesia.
I just don't want to grow and be a pastor that wants to see just more and more people coming for the sake of
te quiero
a big
a
church.
Ti.
I want you, Lord.
¿Cuántos tienen esa pasión?
How many have that passion?
¿Cuántos quieren una relación íntima con el Espíritu Santo?
How many want an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit?
Yo nunca había tenido una experiencia a ese nivel.
I had never had a relationship like that before.
Y comencé a, como ustedes hoy, a estar envuelto en la búsqueda.
And just like you, I began to get very involved in the seeking after God.
¿Dónde estaba el fuego de Dios? Allí estaba.
Wherever the fire of God was, that's where I was.
Al lado de los hombres de Dios.
Right next to the men of God.
Buscando en esa atmósfera que los rodeaba.
Seeking within that atmosphere that surrounded them.
Conocer la presencia.
To know the presence.
El hambre,
the hunger,
es lo que nos lleva,
is the very thing that takes us,
a la búsqueda,
to the seeking,
y la búsqueda,
and the seeking,
nos lleva a buscar a recibir de él,
takes us to receive directly from him.
Esta noche,
this night,
yo le voy a pedir al Señor,
I'm going to ask,
y diga, mi lengua está seca,
my tongue is dry,
agua.
Water.
Agua, refresh. Hallelujah. El Señor derramó un salero increíblemente grande sobre mí.
The Lord took a big salt shaker and poured out the salt on me.
Y yo comencé a sentir esa necesidad y esa búsqueda.
I began to feel this tremendous need to seek after God.
En una oportunidad, busquen el Salmo 103, versículo 7.
Look in Psalms.
Mire la diferencia.
The 103rd Psalm.
La diferencia de actitud entre Moisés y el pueblo de Israel.
Look at the difference between Moses and the people of Israel.
Dice versículo 7 del Salmo 103.
In verse 7 of Psalm 103.
Sus caminos notificó a Moisés.
He made known his ways to Moses.
Y a los hijos de Israel sus obras.
His deeds to the people of Israel.
Moisés clamaba diciendo, oh Dios.
Moses would cry out to God, saying, oh God.
Muéstrame tus caminos.
Show me your ways.
Enséñame a agradarte.
Teach me to worship you.
Muéstrame tu gloria.
Show me your glory.
Los hijos de Israel.
The children of Israel.
Oraban de otra manera.
Would pray a different way.
Dios.
God.
Muéstranos tu poder.
Show me your power.
Muéstranos tu mano.
Show us your hand.
Los hijos de Israel buscaban la mano.
The people of Israel wanted the hand of God.
Moisés buscaba los caminos.
While Moses wanted the ways of God.
Buscaba la gloria.
He wanted the glory of God.
Buscaba la presencia.
He looked for the presence of God.
¿Qué está buscando usted esta noche?
What are you seeking tonight?
¿Está buscando la presencia de Dios?
Are you seeking the presence of God?
¿O solo está buscando las manos de Dios repletas de bendiciones?
Or are you seeking the hand of God that's outstretched and full of blessing?
Yo estoy buscando, por supuesto, las bendiciones.
Of course we're seeking for the blessing of God.
Otro de los temas.
Another one of the topics.
Y ya con esto vamos terminando, es la santificación.
And I'm going to be closing here shortly, is the topic of sanctification.
La Biblia nos habla de un tiempo donde Dios está llamando al pueblo.
The Bible is speaking to us of a time when God will call a people.
A volver, mire lo que dice en Jeremías 6:16.
Look in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16.
Dice, así dijo Jehová, paraos en los caminos y mirad y preguntad por las sendas antiguas, cuál sea el buen camino y andad por él y hallaréis descanso para vuestra alma.
This is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is and walk in it and you will find rest for your souls.
La santificación es caminar por los caminos.
Holiness has to do with walking on the paths.
Antiguos.
On the ancient paths.
Los caminos donde Jesús caminó.
The ancient paths on which Jesus walked.
Los caminos que fueron trazados por el Señor.
The paths that were laid out before us by Jesus himself.
Y lamentablemente muchos creyentes.
And unfortunately many Christians.
Que a lo largo de los años han visto decaer su vida espiritual.
Throughout the years that have experienced a decline in their spiritual life.
Si miramos el Salmo 80.
If we look at Psalm number 80.
El Salmo 80 es el clamor de Asaf.
This is the cry of Asaph.
Asaf era uno de los principales adoradores del templo.
He was one of the principal worshippers in the temple.
Un hombre que conocía a Dios.
A man that knew God.
Pero mire lo que dice el versículo 12.
But look what it says in verse 12.
¿Por qué aportillaste sus vallados y la vendimian todos los que pasan por el camino?
Why have you broken down its walls so that all who pass by pick its grapes?
Él se veía como una vid.
He saw himself as a vine.
Y consideraba su vida.
And he considered his own life.
Que en una oportunidad estuvo rodeada por un vallado.
That on one occasion was like as surrounded by a wall.
Pero por alguna causa.
But for some reason.
Él comienza a clamar diciendo.
He begins to cry out and he's saying.
El vallado que me guardaba.
The walls that were around me that guarded me.
Cayó.
Have fallen.
Y yo quiero que en esta noche la palabra de Dios te toque.
And I want that tonight the word of God will touch your life.
Porque tal vez te sientes como este hombre.
Because maybe you feel like this man in this
song. Tú puedes tal vez mencionar y hablar de los diferentes nombres de Dios.
Maybe you can talk about the different names given for God.
Has sido entrenado y formado intelectualmente para conocer muchos aspectos de la teología.
Maybe you've been intellectually formed to know a lot about the theology of God and the things of God.
Pero hoy te sientes espiritualmente expuesto y fácil de vencer.
However, tonight you just feel weak and vulnerable and easy to be defeated.
Él consideraba su vida diciendo que se cayeron esos vallados y la vendimian todos los que pasan por el camino.
He considered his own life as one where the walls had broken down and now people could just come by and pluck the grapes.
Se sentía como que cada persona que tenía acceso a destrozar y arrancar la belleza de lo que alguna vez Dios le dio.
He felt that anyone could now come by and just take away whenever they please the beauty that the Lord had given and poured into his life.
Versículo 13 dice, la destroza el puerco montés y la bestia del campo la devora.
Verse 13 says, boars from the forest ravage it and the creatures of the field feed on it.
Se sentía sucio.
He felt dirty.
Se sentía expuesto.
He felt vulnerable.
Se sentía vulnerable.
He felt totally exposed.
A la tentación.
To temptation.
No era más el mismo que fue.
He wasn't the same guy that he had been before.
Y el Salmo 80,
and Psalm 80
es un clamor de santidad.
Is a cry out for holiness.
Es un clamor de restauración.
It's a cry for restoration.
Porque dice aquí el versículo 19.
Because it says in verse 19.
Oh Jehová, Dios de los ejércitos.
Restore us, O Lord God Almighty.
Restáuranos.
Make your face shine upon us.
Aleluya. Esta noche.
Tonight,
no sé cómo usted está.
I don't know your condition.
Tal vez las cosas del mundo han comenzado a invadir su viña.
Maybe the things of this world have already begun to invade your life.
Lo sucio,
the dirty of this world,
lo que antes usted rechazaba,
the very things that you used to reject,
hoy lo está lastimando y hiriendo.
Maybe today they're touching your life and they're causing pain.
Y yo quiero orar por usted.
And I want to pray for you.
Y yo quiero que el Señor pueda traer restauración.
I want the Lord to bring restoration to you.
El Señor te llama hoy.
The Lord is calling you today.
A no tener la misma actitud.
To no longer have the same attitude.
Que tal vez has tenido a lo largo de los últimos meses.
That maybe you've had over the last several months.
Que tomes conciencia.
That you be conscientious.
Que este es el tiempo de Dios.
That this is the time of God.
De las grandes decisiones.
Of the great decisions for God.
Para ser realistas.
To be realistic.
Tal vez usted es santo un 95%.
Maybe you feel that you're holy about 95%.
Pero tiene 5% de veneno.
But there's 5% of poison there.
Que lo está envenenando.
That's poisoning you.
Que está ensuciando su pureza.
That's dirtying your purity.
Tal vez ese veneno.
Maybe that very poison.
Es en el área sexual.
Is in the sexual area.
Tal vez es en el área emocional.
Maybe it's in the emotional area.
Y has hecho mucho por consagrarte al Señor.
And you've done many things to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
Has avanzado.
You've advanced.
Una buena parte.
A good distance.
Pero este es el tiempo.
But now is the time.
Y esta noche.
And tonight.
Donde Dios.
That God.
A través de esta trompeta.
Through this trumpet call.
Te dice.
Says to you.
95 no es por.
95%.
No es suficiente.
Isn't enough.
Él quiere 100%.
He wants 100%.
Y yo quiero que se ponga de pie.
I want you to stand to your feet.
Y que aquel que sienta que debe entregarle a Dios su vida.
And the person that feels they need to surrender their life unto God.
Que siente que hay algo en su alma, en su vida que está lastimando y está ensuciando lo que Dios hizo.
You feel that there's something in your soul or your life that's dirtying what God began.
Que has tratado por todos los medios de no querer asumir una responsabilidad.
You've tried by all means to not assume responsibility for this.
Pero Dios te dice,
but God is saying to you,
el despertar y el avivamiento viene.
The awakening and the revival is coming.
Sobre vasos limpios.
It's going to come, however, upon a clean vessel.
Vasos consagrados.
The consecrated vessels.
Vasos que entreguen el 100%.
Vessels that surrender themselves 100%.
Cierra tus ojos,
por favor. Close your eyes.
Señor, yo te ruego esta noche.
Lord, I beg you tonight.
Que lo que tú has puesto en nosotros.
That what you have placed in us.
Que la gracia y el poder del Espíritu Santo.
That the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Pueda venir sobre tu iglesia ahora.
Might come upon your church now.
Espíritu Santo, tú eres el único.
Holy Spirit, you are the only one.
Que puede traer convicción.
That can bring conviction.
Que puede generar en nosotros.
That can generate in us.
La fe y el deseo de consagrarnos.
The faith and the desire to consecrate ourselves.
Dios me muestra personas aquí.
God is showing me people here tonight.
Que han estado luchando con su orgullo.
That have been struggling with pride.
Con su orgullo personal.
With their personal pride.
Que tal vez eso es lo primero que siento ahora.
Maybe the first thing I'm feeling right now as we go into prayer.
Has tratado de quebrar y de quebrantar tu orgullo.
You've tried to break your pride.
Pero no lo has podido.
But you haven't been able to do so.
Siempre hay una reacción de tu carne buscando defender tu yo.
There's always a reaction of the flesh wanting to defend yourself.
Tal vez te sientes mal porque alguna persona ha alcanzado algo sin y tú no lo has podido alcanzar.
Maybe you feel bad about the fact that maybe someone's achieved something spiritual and you haven't been able to achieve that same level.
Eso ha sucedido.
Maybe that's happened.
Y ha herido tu corazón.
And it's hurt your heart.
Te has sentido mal.
You felt bad.
Ha generado en tu corazón un sentimiento.
It's created a feeling in your heart.
Donde puedes pensar o piensas, yo lo merecía.
Where you think to yourself, I deserve that.
Pero lo cierto es que Dios,
but the thing we can be certain of is God.
Quiere quebrar,
wants to break
ese espíritu de orgullo,
that spirit of pride.
Así como rompió el orgullo de un país.
Just in the same way that he broke the pride of a whole nation.
Así hoy Dios quiere comenzar una obra nueva en tu corazón.
In the same way God wants to do a new work in your heart.
Puedes escuchar esta palabra,
you can hear this word,
y no prestarle atención,
and not pay any attention to it,
pero puedes escucharla en tu corazón,
but you can listen to it in your heart,
y comenzar a sentir,
and begin to feel,
que Dios te dice,
that God says to you,
te está hablando a ti,
he's speaking to you,
hay un corazón aquí,
there's a heart here,
cerrado al Señor,
closed to the Lord,
amargado y dolido por cosas que pasaron ayer.
You because of things in the past, you feel hurt and there's bitterness in your heart.
Tal vez no has podido perdonar.
Maybe you've been unable to forgive.
Tal vez no has podido dejar de pensar en quien te hizo daño, te lastimó.
Maybe you can't stop thinking of the person that caused you harm.
Pero Dios está comenzando a obrar en lo profundo de la iglesia.
But God is beginning to work in the very deepest parts of the church.
Ya no lo al Señor no lo conformamos con nuestras danzas.
We can't satisfy the Lord just with dancing.
Dios quiere un corazón limpio.
God wants a pure heart.
Un corazón entregado 100%.
A heart that's 100% surrendered to him.
Si hay algo en tu pensamiento que te estaba dominando.
If there's something in your thought life that's been dominating.
Si alguna pasión del mundo te estaba dominando.
If some passion of this world has been dominating your thought life.
Si no has podido vencer.
If you haven't been able to get the victory over that.
Yo quiero que pases aquí adelante.
Then I also want you to come forward.
Aquellas
tonight.
Personas que dicen, pastor, ore por mí.
Those people that say, pastor, pray for me.
Aquellos que dicen, yo necesito santificarme, entregarme.
Those that would say, pastor, I need to sanctify myself and surrender myself.
Quebrar mi orgullo.
I want to break my pride.
Quebrar mi yo que está cerrado.
I want to break the myself.
Aquellos que quieran hoy que Dios haga algo grande en su vida.
Those that want God to do something big in your life tonight.
Este es el tiempo.
Now's the time.
Este es el día.
Now's the day.
Este es el momento.
This is the moment.
No importa dónde estás.
Doesn't matter where you're at.
Allí está el Señor.
That's where the Lord is.
Mientras pasan los músicos.
As the musicians come forward.
Hallelujah. Levante sus manos.
Lift your hands.